This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and in the studio with me is
Frida Liu.
And so, from remote to hybrid working, talent shortages to the great resignation, and now the great reshuffle, the pandemic pushed us to rethink and reimagine the employer-employee dynamic for better work productivity. Are Malaysian employers ready to transition fully to adapt to employees' needs? And what does the future of talent recruitment look like? That's what we're talking about today. If you want to get in touch with us and be part of the conversation, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899
and on Twitter at BFM Radio.
So it started off as the Great Resignation, right? Swathes of workers inspired or driven by lockdowns to quit their jobs. This has caused record numbers of open positions and staff shortages in some industries. Nearly 3% of the U.S. workforce, which is approximately 4.4 million workers, quit their jobs in October 2021, with some of the highest resignation rates in hospitality and healthcare. And this is not uncommon in Malaysia as well. Last week, we touched on the topic of workplace recognition and found that 61% of workers plan on looking for a new role within 2022. And it's becoming clear that rather than resigning from work completely, employees are leaving to seek fulfillment in jobs that are better suited to their values and life choices.
Right. So while the Great Resignation sounds ominous to most employers, the new emerging phrase is the Great Reshuffle. And that's not entirely a bad thing. First, we all have to accept the fact that business as usual is never coming back. We also have to acknowledge that the status quo is no longer good enough for our productivity or level of satisfaction. And employers and employees alike are going to transform how we define work. So another, Anthony Klotz, an associate professor of management at Texas A&M University, and who's also the person who coined the term the Great Resignation, told the BBC people are finding jobs that give them the right pay, benefits and work arrangements in the longer term. There's now a greater ability for people to fit work into their lives instead of having their lives that squeeze into their work.
Indeed. So the Great Reshuffle has set the stage for employees and employers to embark on a fresh work shuffle, and it suggests to look at these key areas, the first of which is flexibility. LinkedIn found that 87% of people would prefer to stay remote at least half of the time, and 81% of executives are planning to update their workplace policies to offer greater flexibility. From March 2020 to August 2021, LinkedIn has tracked an 8.5 times increase in the number of remote jobs posted on its platform. Hari Srinivasan, LinkedIn's VP of Product Management for Talent Solutions, says that besides companies continuing to post more jobs for remote roles, they've also seen an increased interest from job seekers. For example, the share of US remote job listings on LinkedIn attracts twice the share of views and 2.5 times the share of applications when compared to on-site job postings. But is it even possible to impose flexibility in industries where on-site work is necessary? Well, Srinivasan stressed that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this new world of work, but what the Great Reshuffle has shown is that there's an opportunity to think differently and meet employees where they are.
Right. The other one is to hire remote talent. Glints, which is an online talent recruitment and career discovery platform in Southeast Asia and Taiwan, where we'll be speaking to the CEO later, recently published the Singapore Salary Guide 2022, in which it mentioned the growth in Singapore's tech industry has seen many vacancies due to lack of sufficient local talent. I'm sure it's the case here in Malaysia as well. So by tapping on a larger and more diverse talent pools in Southeast Asia, employers can have work done in a more cost-effective manner. This trend, however, cuts both ways. Companies may find top local talent seeking greener pastures offered by global giants. And one thing's for certain, in the new geography-agnostic landscape of borderless work, employers must ramp up their efforts to build a poach-proof team, if it's possible.
And that includes building positive work cultures. So coming in at 62%, Glints also found that the most important factor in retaining talent is building positive work environment and culture. Since the pandemic, there is a stronger emphasis placed on how companies function as a whole amidst workplace disruption. This is often manifested through the behavior of its leaders, how the company treats its employees, and communication across all levels. So a great culture ensures employees will still be willing to work despite sudden changes to strategies or priorities, which I think we have talked about for the last 2 years at Infinitum at this point. You know, that this is all a part of retaining talent. So for more on the Great Reshuffle, we will be speaking to Oswald Yeo, co-founder and CEO of Glints, about his insights and opinions on this topic. But for the time being, it's time to take a little bit of a break for some messages, some music. We've got The Kids Are All Right by The Who coming up. And again, if you want to get in touch with us, where can they get in touch with us, Rita?
They can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. They can tweet us at BFM Radio.
So this is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Business-filled minds, BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong, and in the studio with me is
Frida Liu.
And we're talking all about the Great Reshuffle today, which is what I guess the Great Resignation has evolved into.
So many terms around it.
So many terms
around it. Great Reawakening, what have you.
But the point is that people are, employees are looking for their work to fit into their lives and not their lives to fit into their work. So that's what we're discussing today. And if you want to be part of the conversation, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp.
And on Twitter at BFM Radio.
So we're not the only people, of course, speaking about this topic today. We have Oswald Yeo, co-founder and CEO of Glints, an online talent recruitment and career discovery platform in Southeast Asia and Taiwan. He's on the line with us right now. Thank you so much, Oswald, for joining us today. Now, first question. Is the Great Resignation more of a Western phenomenon? And if not, right, how is it panning out in the Asian region, Asia-Pacific region?
The Great Resignation is definitely not only a Western phenomenon, but also a top-of-mind issue amongst many employers in Asia-Pacific as well. Concerns over the Great Resignation continue to fuel anxieties over attracting and retaining talent in 2022. However, recent reports suggest that resignation may be an inaccurate descriptor for the current talent crisis. Increasingly, more and more employers are paying attention to analysis of skills shortages, training gaps, insecure employment and workplace requirements. And increasingly, it seems that more and more employees are actually challenging employers through ongoing renegotiations of their benefits and pay packages, and even questioning the company culture rather than a straight-out resignation. Now, in place of resignations, we find that scrutiny has fallen on other areas. For example, more and more employees in Singapore are supporting a shift towards a 4-day work week, and that's 88% of surveyed employees we found. The same survey found that over half of them felt that they have been overworked and underpaid since the initial wave of the pandemic. So there are definitely many changes that employees are seeking during these times.
4-day work week. Oswald, the Glints Singapore Salary Guide 2022 outline Malaysia? And if not, right, are there any trends in Southeast Asia?
There are certainly a few key trends shaping the future of work in Southeast Asia. The first is this shift from only local hiring to remote hiring. Now, this is a big trend to watch out for. Like, more and more companies are tapping into larger and more diverse talent pools in Southeast Asia, as opposed to just restricting themselves to a pool of local talent. Employers can now tap onto a larger pool of talent, and employees as well can also tap onto a larger pool of regional and global opportunities. That's the first big trend. The second trend we are seeing is certainly how culture is becoming increasingly more and more important for employees all around the region. In the employee survey conducted by Glints, 62% actually voted the top predictor of their satisfaction and the most important factor for them when it comes to retention as a positive work environment and culture. Last but not least, salaries, which are a basic hygiene factor, certainly are still important. Money still talks. Now, salary on averages have risen by 10 to 25% in 2021, especially in high demand sectors like the digital economy. Now, this appears to be focused more on incoming talent rather than existing talent. So in reality, both existing employees and those switching jobs expect to see raises that match industry standards.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay, so if it's not the Great Resignation or Reawakening or whatever the word is, right? If it is the Great Reshuffle, what is the Great Reshuffle all about?
Now, the Great Reshuffle, it's something that Glints believes reflects the changes that are going on in the workforce right now. For example, we actually see that more than half of Singapore employees are looking to switch jobs in 2022, seeking greater balance and increased career opportunities. This is especially true among the younger generation, aged 18 to 31. Now, we at Glints also ran an employee survey to look into this further. Coming in at 62%, our findings show that the top predictor of workplace satisfaction and the most important factor when it comes to talent retention is a positive work environment and culture, not only traditional salaries. Now, I believe that the pandemic has precipitated a much stronger emphasis on how companies function as whole amidst workplace disruption. This is often manifested through the behavior of its leaders, how the company treats its employees, and communication across all levels. Now, we at Glints believe it is imperative that employers look into building and nurturing a company culture that not only embodies shared beliefs and values, but also sustains productivity and commitment. This ensures that employees are willing to walk that extra mile despite sudden changes to strategies or priorities, which are very common in today's fast-changing business environments.
Right. So, Oswald, what happens to employees who don't take heed of these changes?
Now, in all times of changes, there will always be winners and losers. And we believe that the employers who really take note of some of these changes happening in the market right now will emerge from this war for talent as the winners and really compete and be able to attract better talent and retain their existing talent as well. And for those who somehow choose to ignore some of these changes in the market, will unfortunately lose out in this war for talent.
Okay. Well, you mentioned earlier, of course, you know, being paid fairly is a really important factor in retaining talent, attracting talent. But of course, I understand it's not just the paycheck. So what else do employers need to be aware of to attract and retain talent as well?
Now, attracting and retaining talent certainly is not only about the paycheck. Now, we believe that the best companies that are retaining and attracting talent are doing it through many different ways. For example, through a positive work environment and culture. And part of that is really having a compelling mission that that employees can believe in and rally behind. Another example, it's really providing lots of opportunities for personal growth when more and more employees are looking out for ways to develop their own careers rather than just living from paycheck to paycheck. So having opportunities for personal growth and giving them lots of opportunities for professional learning and development is really important in winning this war for talent.
So, okay, amidst all this, Oswald, is the need for tech talent, right? With businesses, you know, fast-tracking their digital transformation, how does the demand and supply for tech and digital talent fare?
Amidst all of this, we see a huge increase in demand for digital economy and technology talent. Now, there's a huge increase really in demand for digital talent across the board, from startups to traditional companies who are fast-tracking their digital transformation. However, the supply of the talent isn't quite catching up to the demand. And therefore, we see companies increasingly looking for different ways to augment their talent supply, such as looking remotely for different talent from other talent suppliers and other countries to augment their core talent pool.
Okay, interesting. So, final question for you, Oswald. Is remote talent the solution, maybe, to the tech shortage?
Remote hiring is certainly one of the key solutions to the tech talent crisis. Now, tapping on talent remotely allows the companies to really access a much bigger talent pool rather than being restricted to their only local talent supply. It is also very cost-effective and allows them to augment their initial talent pool with natural strengths of the talent pools of different countries, allowing them to be much more competitive in today's environment.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Oswald. That was Oswald Yeo, co-founder and CEO of Glints, an online talent recruitment and career discovery platform in Southeast Asia and Taiwan. And to be quite honest, I think from all of the insight that we've gotten about this topic, it seems as though it's a win-win situation for everyone if employees look out for these signs and, you know, adapt to the sort of work culture where You know, where flexibility is a thing, remote work, all
right,
that jazz.
Right, because you know when you talk about the different generations again, and I don't want to go into generational, but the needs are different, mm-hmm. right, for the different generations, and you have to move at times. And maybe people think it's like, oh, so much to do, mm-hmm. little bits, right?
Yeah.
Bit by bit, just change one particular element of your organization to make it continue to be appealing. Because people, if you don't, then you're not going to get anyone joining your company, and mm-hmm. that's worrying. Right?
Yeah, I mean, times have changed irrevocably, so. If times have changed, your company has to as well, I suppose. But that's about all the time we have for today's show. So we've been talking about the great reshuffle here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Again, if you missed any of today's show, you can go ahead and find the podcast, which we upload on both our app, which is on the Apple App Store and Google Play. We're also, of course, we've got our website, bfm.my as well, if you want to listen to this or a lot of our other content about the great resignation or the great reshuffle. Shuffle or the Great Reawakening. Check out that library, guys. All right, well, it's time to end the show. On behalf of myself, Christine Wong, and Frida Liu, we've got Back in Black by AC/DC, followed by Jumper by Third Eye Blind. And coming up at 1 p.m. after the news bulletin, of course, CrowdStrike offers cloud-based security breach protection products and services globally as worldwide spending on security and risk management technology is expected to reach $150.4 billion in 2022. Jagdish Mahapatra, Asia Managing Director of CrowdStrike, was speaking on the Breakfast Grill about what the trends are in Asia, future plans, and how the pandemic has driven interest in digital transformation and cybersecurity, all coming up at 1 p.m. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.